And we are live. How is it going, Kendall? How is it going, Jamie?
It's good.
Good.
Could you please introduce yourself real quick? Tell us what you're doing, where you are.
I'm Kendall. We are at CrossFit Azimuth in Plano, Texas. I guess I've kind of taken over managing the gym in the last few months.
Right, because of the baby.
Yeah.
I'm Jamie. I'm one of the owners of Azimuth. I got us started in Max Out, and I pretty much took on Kendall and told her this is what we're doing, and she took it and ran with it for me. This is Wyatt. He's the sole reason Kendall had to kind of take over.
Awesome. And so could you please tell us the kind of results you got so far since starting with the Max Out Your Gym program? Let's speak about the results first, and then I'll ask you some other questions.
It's been amazing results, I would say, especially coming out of the pandemic of last year, and just everything kind of being really uncertain with going forward into 2021. But I feel like Max Out just really set us up to be successful coming out of that. Being able to sit down with potential new members and go through consultations with them, it has allowed us to bring in new members that want to be here and are committed, that are really buying into everything that we have to offer. It's made just getting new members so much easier on us. It's been really nice to set up everything with the ads and the funnels. And then that just kind of takes care of itself and people schedule their consultations. So it's definitely taken some of the load off of us in terms of stressing about marketing, I would say, since that gets to kind of just run by itself. And then we get to sit down with people that are really interested and, you know, kind of want to make that life change and want to be in a gym. And it's put us in a really good position, like I was telling you yesterday, with A, needing to buy more equipment because our classes have gotten so much bigger, and then just having the funds to be able to do that. Switching to doing the challenges and contract memberships, knowing that we have a really consistent flow of money coming in, has allowed us to be like, we need to buy this, this, and this. And it's a lot less stressful, I would say, spending that money because we know that we have, you know, a lot more like consistent membership coming in.
Right. Awesome. So yeah, you told me yesterday you added $10,000 a month, right? Recurring revenue since January. So you've been doing that by upselling your current clients, following up with old prospects, and also getting brand new clients, right?
Yeah, I would say it's been all of that. We were looking at our net revenue from January and then what it was last month. And it's been an increase and just a little over $10,000. So I'm really excited to see when we get to the end of this year, what that increase in monthly revenue is going to be compared to January of this year.
Right.
Having the system in place for a whole year.
Yeah.
Right. And actually you did that while Jamie, you were not at the gym, right? Because at the end, your pregnancy was a bit complicated. Can you share a bit more about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, we jumped into this knowing that it was going to be a lot of work. At least we were able to put the front end work in before this all happened. It wasn't until we had already launched and started running ads and doing consultations. So I was involved in that in the beginning. But yeah, at about 25 weeks, he decided that he was going to try to come early. So I had to spring it on Kendall that she was on her own. She had just transitioned over here full time and was doing Max Out in the times that she wasn't coaching classes.
Right.
I got put on bed rest. I wasn't allowed to do anything for the last 3 months of my pregnancy. So with that and then maternity leave being in the middle of a pandemic, I haven't really been at the gym a ton with people around. I mean, in the in-between times. So Kendall's really kind of had to drop of the hat, had to pick up and just kind of get rolling without me.
Right.
I think total, I maybe did like 3 consults over the phone with people that were like coming in with experience and stuff like that. But for the most part, Kendall did everything from that point because I couldn't do anything.
Because Jamie, you were coaching quite a lot before, right? And so now all of your classes had to be, you know, distributed to the other coaches, including Kendall, that had to coach even more than before. So it means that she didn't have so much time to actually work on the marketing and the sales process. And even though she didn't have too much time, you added an extra 60 new members, right?
A lot of that time got allocated to covering classes. So yeah, places where she was doing consults before had to be transitioned to class times. But, and I think that just from a gym owner standpoint, I mean, we don't get into this industry because we know how to market, we know how to sell, we know business. We get into it because we know fitness and we want to help people. Right. So that's always been the kind of the roadblock. And that was scary part for both of us, even coming into it, not being real tech savvy marketing kind of people. But the program and the way that it's outlined and all the tools that are being presented to us is what made it possible for us to even do that. So,
well, and I think having those tools and having everything already set up made it a lot easier when Jamie had to go on bed rest, because we already had a lot of that marketing stuff in place. Like, I was thinking this morning, it would have been so overwhelming to do a lot of this by myself pre-max out. So just having that whole system in place and already having the marketing set up made it a lot easier to transition to me taking on more of it. Just like with those ads already running and letting those kind of just do their thing and not having to, you know, because before, I think the majority of our marketing was like distributing flyers around
old school.
Yeah, old school. You know, posting on Instagram as much as possible. You know, Instagram mostly only reaches the people that are already following you.
Right.
You know, which is great, but at the same time, there's only so many people that you're already working with.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, if they don't follow you on Instagram, they're not gonna see your post. So how do you reach new people?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And having the Facebook ads and having those set, you know, your radius, your age group, and knowing that people that don't already follow the gym are just seeing those. And it's not something that I have to constantly be on top of the same way you do with like the old school marketing.
Yeah. Right. Information for all of it is really helpful.
It has made things so much more streamlined.
Yeah. And so you got great results, right? Plus $10,000. In added revenue per month, you're scheduling 90% of your leads, you're enrolling 100% of them, so 100% out of 60, so that's amazing. Since January, you kept 91% of them, so here we're not speaking about a monthly retention rate, we are speaking about the overall retention rate since January, 91% of them. You got 60 new clients, so this is amazing, but actually it could have been like 2x, 3x, 4x, 5x. What was the thing that was limiting your growth? Was it the system, or was it actually more about the time that you could dedicate to this?
I think it was more just about time allocation.
Right.
I don't want to outgrow ourselves too fast, because we just didn't have the manpower to handle, or the equipment. That's why we're adding equipment now.
Right. And so now I have no doubt that now that you're back, Kendall, now that you are able to invest into new equipment and maybe more coaches, now I have no doubt that actually the growth that you're going to have soon would be even bigger, faster, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like now we're, with the baby being here, more equipment and, you know, just a little bit more manpower in terms of coaching, I feel like now we can ramp up even more. I can't remember if I told you this last night, but we added another class time to help kind of alleviate some of those really full classes.
And we got a new coach.
Yeah, and we got a new coach. So new class time, new coach, new equipment. So that kind of provides us a little bit more of what we need to really start ramping up how many members we're adding.
Right, great. New coach, yeah, I didn't know about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Just having what we need in place to set us up to where we can hire a new coach.
Right.
You know, just kind of all these things coming together where we have the membership base where we need another person to help us coach, and just having what we need to hire someone.
Right. And so here, if I do the math, I looked into your CRM and you spent $1,800 in advertising since January. Mm-hmm. We are now in August. So if I do 1,800 divided by 8 months, that's only $225 a month. Right? That's very low, right? It's not a very high advertising cost here. It's only $200.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know we've talked a lot about advertising budget, and I think Jamie and I are probably both very, very frugal when it comes to spending money.
Right.
I know you probably get frustrated with us trying to save money wherever we can. But I mean, we've definitely seen the benefit of spending that money. I think in the beginning, it was a little bit of just kind of stepping out on faith a little bit and, you know, trusting you. But it really didn't take long to see, I think, the benefits of spending that money. And now we're in a place where it's not quite so scary to spend money on ads because we've seen that it just works.
Right. Actually, if we do the math, right, you got 60 new members and you only spent $1,800. So if I do $1,800 divided by 60, a new client costs you $30. Mm-hmm. But a new client that you enroll on a $500, $600, $800 program or a membership at $150, $200, $200, $250 or more, right? So right away on month number one, you already make money, right? You only spend $30 to make a minimum of what's your minimum price for the membership?
$160.
$30 to make at least $160. Mm-hmm. Just for month number one, and then they stay for a while, right? And they do stay because we see that since January, you have a 91% retention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome.
We have a couple people now that had started in January with that 6 month membership option. So now they've already passed the point where that first 6 months has run out and they've said, yep, sign me up for another 6 months.
Boom.
So yeah, it's been really nice to see how that kind of works together.
Right. And so what changed? So before you were doing CrossFit programming, what changed now in terms of the delivery and what changed now in terms of the results that you can provide to your clients? Because the Max Out Your Gym program, sure, we speak about marketing. Sure, we speak about sales. Sure, we speak about systems. But actually, before doing all of that, there is a lot of work in terms of the delivery, in terms of the service that you offer to your clients. Could you please tell us more about that?
So, there goes Passy. I would say the programming really hasn't, we were in a position where the programming didn't have to change much because we already kind of did what Max Out had coaches as far as having kind of an evergreen program with different levels, different scalable options.
Mm-hmm.
We did that specifically so that we didn't have to do things like a specific beginners or on-ramp so that we had better, because I feel like our experience has been the retention is better when you get people into the classes that they're going to be in with the people that they're going to be with right away.
Yeah.
But because we did that and had those different levels, you're also setting people up for success from the very beginning and moving them and progressing them, and they get to see those changes and those progressions over the time that they're here. So they feel accomplished and you're getting them progression without risking any kind of injury. So as far as like individuals' results, I think just the way that we approach it and the fact that the programming isn't intimidating when they walk in and look at it. And when we have those consultations and we go over, this is where you're going to be at. You're not going to be doing these things that are scary that you see that can cause injury. You're going to be doing the things that are best suited for you to see improvement. They're going to be more consistent with coming in. They're not as intimidated, and them being a little sore versus like unable to walk is going to keep them coming back, and they're still able to see those results.
Right.
So it's finding that sweet spot. And so I would realistically, I think the biggest change for us was just having that conversation up front with the consultations. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily anything changing with our programming because we were already kind of doing that. And I'd encourage anyone that isn't to really look at having multiple. We have four different levels for people that come in. We don't even do three anymore. We do four. And that allows us to really kind of target the people that really, really need lifestyle changes. and to help them kind of make improvements, because they're the ones that you're going to see the bigger changes with too, and sooner, because they have the farthest to go. But I think the biggest difference was really just the conversation that was had and the explanation, and it takes a lot of the nerve out of it. So people feel comfortable and they come back and they immediately have that reward of feeling accomplished at the end of the workout instead of just being beat down.
Right. So we'll come back on that consultation. I have more questions about that. But first, what changed in terms of progress tracking, accountability coaching, nutrition coaching, health coaching, mindset coaching, habit coaching? What changed in terms of that?
I think the biggest thing with that was the ability to actually do it, honestly, because it's something that we've always, even from when Kendall first started with us, what, 4 years ago? Mm-hmm. It's something that we always had. We wanted to find a way to do that where we could follow up with the clients when they came in. And you can do it with a small group where you are individually texting people. I mean, we did that. We had members assigned coaches that would follow up with them, or like I would try to message everyone and follow up with people. And you can really just, you can't grow too big and still do that, because it's just, you don't have, I still have a full-time job, and doing that on top of coaching most of the classes, it just wasn't feasible. So we've always wanted to have that way of holding people accountable, following up with them, being able to offer other things, not just a workout, but being able to offer them help with nutrition, help with their lifestyle coaching, help with habits, mindset, all those things that go in, that encompass fitness and wellness.
Right.
We've talked about a million different avenues of trying to do it, but the problem was the manpower and the ability to be able to do it and keep up. So I would say that the biggest difference with us is just having the tools. That's where that automation and things like that come in to help us keep up and be consistent with the processes that we have. Like, we know that everyone is going to get a 2-week check-in. We know that everyone's going to get that. And it helps with the consistency of it. And then that way too, if life comes up for us, like having a baby, we know that there's still that automation that will kind of help pick up that not slack, but just where life gets in the way of things. So
right.
The consistency of it.
And also now you charge for it. Like before, you were charging just for CrossFit classes.
Yeah.
But now you actually charge for that lifestyle coaching, health coaching, mindset coaching, accountability coaching, right?
Yeah, we couldn't really charge it, even if we wanted to do it. And we did do it with some people where we helped them with nutrition. We had conversations with them about their nutrition, and we talked about, you know, the psychology behind things and the mindset that they needed to have. Either their weight loss journey or their weight gain journey or whatever it was that they're trying to do, we had those conversations. But if it's not consistent and you don't have any kind of plan with it, you can't charge for that. So, and if you do, you're kind of an asshole. So having the structure allowed us to make it something that was profitable for the gym.
Great, awesome. So you told us about the consultation. You told us that it helped you in terms of success rate, you know, for the kind of results your clients are getting, because now you actually get to know them on a deeper level. And also, wow, 100% closing rate out of 60 new people. 60 people showed up for a consultation. You enrolled them all. Can you please tell us a bit more about that consultation? Probably, you know, gym owners are watching us live now that will watch the interview later. They're going to be like, how is that possible? 100%. Can you tell us how it's possible? What's that?
But I'll let Kendall take that. She's done all that work.
I think a big part of that is, you know, everything that's set up before they even get to the gym, you know, going through the funnel, going through the landing page. So they get a good amount of that information before they come in. So by the time that they get here, you know, they're more or less ready to go. I'll be honest, in the beginning, I was kind of intimidated by the sales aspect of it, but just the way that it's set up and, you know, going through the steps, there's not a whole lot of sales, I feel like, that I have to actually do. I'm not convincing them that they need to be a member here. They pretty much walk in the door ready to be a member. And then in that consult, we just get to sit down and have the conversation with them with getting to know them, giving them a chance to get to know us a little bit, see the gym. But just, it's really helped us as coaches, I think, being able to know who they are and what they need before they even get into a class.
Right.
Because, you know, there's just, we have the whole spectrum of people in here. You know, we have those people that have never touched a weight before. We have people that have dabbled in CrossFit. You have people that just have no idea about nutrition, and we need to kind of overhaul everything for them. Or there's people that have a pretty good handle on their nutrition. They just need to be coached on how to move and consistency, and they need that accountability. So knowing that about someone before they even start a class has really, really helped. And I think too, with a consultation, when you're asking those questions, and some of them are hard questions, there's definitely been some uncomfortable conversations for people, I think, but when you are willing to ask them that question, I think that shows them, okay, these people really care. They're exactly. not, they don't just want my monthly membership and want me to show up for an hour and that's it. Exactly. They know that we are invested in their health and their lifestyle. I talk a lot in consultations about longevity, you know, that everything that they're doing in the gym needs to benefit everything outside of the gym. And part of that is their nutrition, the stuff that they're doing before they go to bed at night, how they're sleeping. So they get to see, wow, this person really cares about me. This isn't just a gym. So by the time that we finish the consultation, you know, we've kind of gotten their whole life story. So they understand that we're just invested in them as they're fixed to be in their new lifestyle.
Exactly.
So by the time we get to the end of the consultation, we just set up their membership. There's not a whole lot of convincing because you've right. already spent the last hour just talking with them.
They've likely already told you why they have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not really an argument at the end of the conversation of why they can't.
Right. Yeah, they are telling you about the truth of their situation and the consequences of the truth if they don't make a change. And mm-hmm. oftentimes in 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, the consequences of their current situation can be really bad. It can be a breakup. It can be a heart attack. It can be not being able to run and play with their kids. And it can be so many consequences like that, right?
And I think people come in kind of knowing that, but then when we say that to them or have them say it out loud, it changes. They kind of get that mindset shift and they're like, okay, gotta do this.
Right. Or they're gonna keep it a secret. And then when it's not a secret anymore, they're like, oh shit, someone else knows.
Yeah,
it's not just them holding themselves back. It's someone else knowingly kind of calling them out on not doing what they know that they should be doing. So
right, because people kind of tend to hide from their truths, right? Mm-hmm. And here you take a whole hour to address that truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they're like, oh yeah, shit, I need to make a change here, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like setting a goal for yourself. If you tell someone else that you've made a goal, it's not, then right. they know when you miss it. Like you don't have that risk of failure the same way that you do
mm-hmm.
if right. you just keep it to yourself.
Right.
You keep lying to yourself. Oh, it was kind of a fake goal. That wasn't a real goal.
Right. What kind of clients are you getting now? Are you getting more top athletes, CrossFitters, or are you getting more like John Doe's and Sally Smith's?
I feel like we still have a really good mix, kind of the whole spectrum. It probably leans a little bit more heavily towards, you know, people that are brand new that have never really done CrossFit before. We have a pretty good number of people that have walked in having never touched a barbell before, but which has also been really cool because when people come in, like, I want to do this, but CrossFit is still a little scary and intimidating. We can say, hey, that's fine. We have somebody that said that last week. They're going to be in your classes with you. Mm-hmm. So everybody gets to kind of learn together. And I think that really helps create the community with them.
Right.
But yeah, I think we have a really good mix of people coming in. So it's really cool to see that in our classes.
We're also in a really different era right now. We have a lot of people that, you know, with everything that's been going on with COVID, it's really kind of put a spotlight on people's wellness and fitness. And a lot of people are kind of taking that as their kick in the butt to get in and do something. So it's, yeah, I think we probably lean a little bit towards like the John Does that, or it's just people that have, they've tried every other kind of fitness and they just don't stick to anything.
Right.
I think we have a lot of those too.
Yeah. One of the things that I've been hearing a lot, especially lately in consults, is people that were, you know, decently active pre-COVID, pre-shutdown. And then we were all stuck in our houses all of last summer for the most part. So they put on some of that quarantine weight. And now the people are kind of getting back out, getting back to normal life, I guess. They're realizing that they need to do something about that. You know, they kind of let themselves go. Now they're realizing that they don't look like they want to, they don't feel like they want to, for sure. So they're kind of saying, okay,
I got real pants for the first time.
Yeah, we're going back to the office, trying to button those work pants again. But they're realizing that they need to do something about that. Right. So they're coming in saying, hey, this is my problem. So they know that they need to fix something.
Right. Yeah, depression, I believe, is 7x higher compared to what it used to be before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Now also people realize that they need a community, mm-hmm. right? In terms of mental health, in terms of emotional health. And also now I think people realize that they need to work on their immunity as well, mm-hmm. because there is a virus in the air. And even though now we have a vaccine, it's still very important to work on our own natural immunity. And so if you can be that beacon of light where you have a complete system, not just with the CrossFit programming, but also nutrition, stress, sleep, mental health, mindset, all of it, the whole puzzle, you can be that beacon of light for them. And if you show them that you truly care and that's what you're doing with those consultations, mm-hmm. then they're going to be like, finally, right? I've been looking for this.
Yeah. One of the really big things that has come up in consultations, isn't even so much the workouts, it's the mental health aspect of it. You know, because there are still a pretty good number of people that are working from home, that right. you wake up in your house, you maybe go to the next room and sit on your computer and you're in your house all day and then you go to bed in your house. And it does, people have said that it gets really lonely. So just providing them a place, a community that really cares about them, that wants to see them be healthy, and they get to come here and see, you know, pretty much the same people every day. They form those bonds with those people. So it gives them just someplace different to be than their house, and they can get healthy at the same time. And people have just been so excited about that.
Right.
So yeah, we've talked to people, have said so much about that in their consults.
Right. Because the thing is that in the health and fitness industry, there is that mindset of thinking people are not following through, people are fat, people are not getting results because they are lazy. And to me, that's wrong to think like that. It's, you know, when if you think like that, you're lacking empathy and compassion. Actually, it's not because they are lazy. They know they should not eat pizza and ice cream and drink beers every day, but yet they still do it. Why is that? It's called emotional eating. It's a coping mechanism to numb the pain from their trauma. And so at least if you can be trauma aware and realize that, yeah, they know they should not eat ice cream and pizzas, but why are they doing it? And you can support them with their mindset and not speak about the trauma itself, right? But at least give them the tools so that they know what to do when it comes up. Mm-hmm. Now we can really provide amazing success rate, because it's not a lack of information that they have, right? Mm-hmm. They know they should not eat that. It's just bigger than themselves. It's just irresistible for them, right? Mm-hmm. Because maybe they had a traumatic event when they were 7 years old, and now it's like ingrained in their brain. So if you can support them with that, then, you know, you're probably the only one in Plano doing this, and you're probably the only one in that Dallas area doing this, you know? And now you really differentiate yourself, and it's like now you have no competition really if you help people with mindset and their trauma.
there's been a big shift for us, I would say, just in, you know, we talk about health and fitness, but putting a little bit more emphasis on the health aspect of it. You know, because if you get a six pack, that's great, but you can be very healthy without a six pack, and you can have a six pack and still be very unhealthy. So there's one of the things we talk about in consults, like I said, is their longevity. So what does next year look like for you? What does 5 years from now look like for you? And that really gets into the health of it and talking about, you know, how we feel, their eating, you know, sleep, everything. Yeah.
Stress, sleep, all the things.
Stress that management.
Getting rid of back pain, getting rid of diabetes, getting rid of arthritis, getting rid of all those chronic diseases. Yeah.
How many medications can we get you off of?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how we presented it as owners when we decided to make the change. That's how we presented it to the coaches, is we're going to kind of make a shift from, and it doesn't change what we do here for our workouts. The programming is not changing. We're still doing CrossFit, but we want our focus to not be how good of a CrossFitter can you be. We want it to be how healthy of an individual can you be, and putting our focus and our attention on wellness instead of just how quick did you finish your workout and did you beat such and such.
Right. Love it. Love it. Great. What would you say to gym owners watching us live now that we watch the recording? If they think, oh, wow, those kind of results is just too good to be true.
It's definitely not easy. It's a lot of hard work. And you need to have, I guess, the same ambition that you would with starting your business. But it's obviously it's doable. You're going to get out of it what you put into it, just like anything else. So it's not magic. So if you're looking for a quick fix, this is not, it's not magic. It's hard work, but it's definitely worth doing. If it's just like anything else in life, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. And you're going to see results from it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely not a magic pill. We have a lot of lessons in our online course, many, many group coaching calls. We also do one-on-one consulting. I believe you worked with Mark, you worked with Lauren, you worked with me, you worked with Karen and Alexa. You worked with many different mentors. What was your experience with the Max Out Your Gym mentors?
I mean, I think that was the other fear that I had going into it, was I just didn't, I work full-time. I have a full-time job. And then I run this pretty much full-time as well. And one of my biggest fears was doing it by myself and not having the support. And regardless of if I had Kendall, which I still don't think I could have done it without her. I know I couldn't have done it without her. You're definitely well supported from all the mentors. I mean, the fact that you have multiple people with multiple, I guess, avenues and qualities. I mean, you guys all have different backgrounds and different specialties, but you all have the same mindset. So that consistency too, and having the support from multiple avenues, regardless of what it was I was struggling with at the moment, whether it was tech or whether it was mindset or whether it was time management or figuring out how to put packages together, whatever it was, there was someone that was able to help me kind of make those decisions. So you're definitely not doing it by yourself. As hard as it is, you're not alone. So that's helpful.
Yeah, we're here to hold your hand through the process for sure. Jimmy, I met you in Texas, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. I don't know, I forgot. I came to your gym, right?
3 years ago now, maybe 4 years.
Yeah, a while ago, yeah, 3 years ago, I believe. And you only signed up, 6 months ago or 8 months ago, right? It took you a while, right, to get started. What was in the way for you to get started? And would you have done it earlier now that you got the results?
Well, I'm one of four, so that's part of the, hold up.
Right, one of four owners, yeah.
Yeah, one of four owners. And some of them are very disconnected from the actual workings of the business, so it's hard to kind of make those, to explain where we're at outside of just the numbers. But outside of that, like I said before, my fear was just, I'm the personality type where I don't really typically take on anything if I can't do it 100%.
Yeah.
And I knew that it was going to be a lot of work and there's going to be a lot of time that I'd have to put towards that. And my fear was that I didn't have that at the time. And regardless, I mean, when I did sign up, I still didn't have it, but it just was, it kind of became a ultimatum for me. And yeah, in hindsight, I wish we would have done it a little sooner, but there's always that kind of rock bottom point where you have to kind of, we had to make a move one way or the other. So.
Right. You are at the point where it was like, okay, either we give up or we make this work for real. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of that was me. That's how I kind of got that across to the rest of the people too. I was the one that was burnt out. So it was either we're going to do this thing that I want to do because this is what I see helping, or I'm done running my life ragged and not having kids and not doing those things that I was scared to take on because I had this massive responsibility that just was draining and it wasn't moving the way that we wanted it to move.
Right. And so now, do you see the end, the light at the end of the tunnel? Are you gonna quit your job soon now that you have a system in place, more equipment, Kendall that is trained as an awesome manager, a new coach? How do you see the future now?
I mean, we still have a ways before I'm quitting my job probably, but part of that is because Kendall's taken on so much of the responsibility here that I don't feel like I don't feel like I have two full-time jobs anymore. The really majority of our strategy with the gym is moving forward. How can we support her more and how can we bring on more people to support her to run the gym even more efficiently? And kind of my goal was always to be working on the business, not necessarily in the business.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've already kind of moved towards that quite a bit. So I don't necessarily feel like I need to quit my job now, I kind of was in that position. It was, we needed someone to do this full time, but that's where Kendall's kind of stepped in and gotten us to that place where I feel like I have someone running it for me full time and I don't have to run two full time jobs.
Right. We had, I don't know if you even remember this, probably like 2 years ago, that this could be my full-time job. And that was, I think, I don't know for you, but it felt like a very out in the future kind of goal.
Like maybe that would happen.
Yeah, it was, I don't even know. It was probably more just a dream at that point. But I mean, we're here. This is my full-time job now. And I mean, I'm absolutely loving it. And I don't know that we would have gotten to this place without the Max Out system. And just everything that we've implemented in the last 6 to 8 months.
There's a lot to mention about not reinventing the wheel. There's, mm-hmm. I mean, the system is so well organized and well put together that it, like she said, like maybe we would have gotten here, but I don't think we would have gotten here before we would have drowned because I am so non tech savvy and so non marketing savvy and business savvy. Like I told Justin, I feel like I almost kind of gained myself an MBA just going through the Max Out program. Like I learned so much about business that I didn't, that's not my world. That was never my world. So.
An MBA for gym owners. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel a lot more confident if or when we ever get to launch a second location, which that was an initial goal when we first opened, was to have multiples.
Do it. You have the system for it now. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Great, 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 great. What would be your main recommendation or recommendations for other gym owners that might be struggling right now? What would you recommend? Let's do some free training and then we'll end it here.
Find a way. Just it's kind of like having kids. There's never the most opportune moment of doing something uncomfortable like that, but and you're never going to feel like you have the time. You're never going to feel like you have the money, but there's always a way if it's worth it to you. So I would just dig a little deeper, find that extra little bit that you can put towards doing sit, because I mean everyone does this at different paces too. We aren't on the same pace as everyone else that's gone through the system, so there's not a prescribed pace. That kind of helped me a little bit too, was not thinking that I had to keep up with a certain schedule. And then once you get in it, you're in it and you're just gonna, it's go time. So I just, if you're trying to find the right time, you're probably gonna do what I did and wish you would have started sooner. Just find a way and dig in and go. You'll feel better about it after the fact. It's scary, but.
Earlier you said that you're not reinventing the wheel because we have a system that we have been using for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. But it's not a cookie cutter solution either, right? There is room for you to make it your own, right?
Yeah, that was that's something that you hear even more when you're on the group calls and when you're on like the in the mentoring, you know, just talking with Mark. I mean, he's in the same state. He's doing basically the same thing as far as like running CrossFit, and but we do things differently. It doesn't have to, right. You don't have to do it the way that everyone else is doing it. You do what fits you and what fits your gym and what fits your members and what fits your staff. Same thing with like the time frame. Like there's a guide on how to move yourself through the training and the system, but I wasn't getting failed if I didn't get through module number or whatever by a certain deadline.
Right.
So.
Great. All right. Thank you so much. For people watching us, if you're ready for hard work, it is hard work. It's not a magic pill. If you're ready for hard work, we have a 3-month program where we completely revolutionize the way you attract people. First, we work on what? We work on your delivery so that you become more like a transformation center. So then you can start selling the transformation rather than just a gym membership. And now when you start selling the transformation, it becomes much, much sexier, right? And then the marketing and the sales process becomes much easier. So then we make you generate a lot of cash just by tapping into your existing network. So your current clients, your old leads, maybe your former members, you can generate a lot of cash already doing that. Then we show you how to advertise, how to do those consultations that produce 100% closing rate for you. And then we show you how to systemize everything and how to also build a team, right? So it's not for everybody. We do not invite everybody. You have to have the right mindset. You have to be ready for hard work. You have to be coachable. You have to be resourceful. You have to have those traits. You have to be decisive, committed. If that's you, then I'm going to post a link to our masterclass. It's a 27-minute video, I believe, where we explain in more detail what the method is. And then at the end of that masterclass, you can book a call with me. And we'll spend about an hour. I think with Jamie, I spent 2 hours with her just to make sure, right, 100% sure that she would make this work. So we checked, and then I decided, yeah, you're gonna make this work, and you did. what I do during that consultation is that if I invite you, it's for sure you're gonna get the same kind of results than Kendall and Jamie here. Otherwise, I don't even make an offer. So there is no risk booking that call with me. We're just gonna make sure, and if not, that's cool too. Thank you so much, Kendall. Thank you so much, Jamie. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Remy.